Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you're here on this beautiful Lord's Day morning. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to 2 Chronicles chapter 18 and verse 12. And we've been dealing with those individuals that were called upon in their lives to take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, to be counted. And in chapter 18, let me just give you a little background to verse 12. Ahab has a new friend. The new friend is the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that that he joined affinity with Ahab. In other words, he liked Ahab. They kind of got along on a personal level, and so he was connected with Ahab, and they decided that they're going to do a joint military action together. And Ahab says, or Jehoshaphat says, "Is there not a prophet of the Lord besides these other prophets that have come and forecasted good?" As a matter of fact, one of the sons of Zedekiah got up, and he made a set of horns of iron, and he put them out in front of him, and he said, "This is going to be how Israel is going to go up against the enemy, and we're going to take them down with these holy horns that I have made." And Jehoshaphat just didn't believe it. So he said, "There's got to be another prophet." And they said, "Yes, there is. There's a prophet named Micaiah." And Micaiah, he just never prophesies any good for Ahab. He's a negative guy. He never prophesies any good. As a matter of fact, verse 12 says, "And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spake to him, saying, Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like theirs, and speak thou good." That's the message that came. All right, everybody has prophesied good. We've even got a set of holy horns. All right? Now, don't you be the one to mess it up. Okay? Don't you be the one. You come back with a right message, and everybody will be happy. We might even, you know, we might even boost you up to a higher level. And this is what Micaiah said. "As the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that will I speak." And you know what? He got up and he prophesied of what was going to happen to Ahab, that he was going to die on that battlefield, and that he was not going to come home, and the dogs were going to lap his blood. And all of those things. And they were upset with Micaiah when he came in with that. They were extremely upset. They sent him back to where he was out of their way. And they said, "We are not going to listen to him. We're going to move ahead." Guess what? Ahab died. A man took a bold adventure, the Bible says, and let it go, and it went right between his armor into his heart, killed him, and the dogs came and lapped up his blood. Micaiah is one of my heroes. We only learn about him in one chapter of the Bible. He is someone who says, "As the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that will I speak." You know what we need in 2011 in our churches today? We need some preachers that will say what God says. Not say what everybody wants him to say. Not say what's popular to say. Not communicate what all the other preachers are communicating. What the denomination says to communicate. Not what the colleges are saying to communicate, but what God says to communicate. What was the response to Micaiah's message from God? Hatred. I mean, they were down on him. "Oh, you're just another one of those negative personalities." But he was the only one that told the truth. And the holy horns that night were laying scattered on the battlefield, broken up. And now the king is dead. One man was unafraid to say what God wanted him to say. And you and I, we need to tell the truth, amen? We need to tell the truth to a lost and dying world. Let's not cover it up. Let's not come up with another message. Let's proclaim what the Lord Jesus Christ has told us in His Word. And that takes character in these days. To stand up and be light and salt in these days. I told this to our prayer group a week or so ago. I said, you will notice that under attack today is everything you find in the first 11 chapters of the book of Genesis. You study it for yourself. Marriage, capital punishment. What are they going after Governor Perry over? Did you hear the attacks on him this week? Because of the fact that he's a governor. He didn't try and convict those people, did he? He's just the last line of defense, so to speak. And the fact that he signed his name to a judge's order and says, we will carry it out, he is being attacked, because he believes in capital punishment, and everybody knows that that's wrong. That's horrible. That's horrendous. What is that? First 11 chapters, Genesis, creation, under attack. You will find that in the first 11 chapters, everything that the devil hates and despises is under attack today. And it's going to take some Micaiahs that stand up and say, as the Lord speaketh, that's what I'm going to say. And you're not going to be very popular. You're going to be hated. You're going to be despised. You're going to be looked down upon. But who do you want to stand by in eternity? You want to stand by the culture in hell? Or do you want to stand by Christ in heaven? That's the difference. That's the difference. May God help us to stand for Him.